You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Chicago White Sox. I'm Dave Raymond with Scott Merkin here at the winter meetings in San Diego. And Scott, you got it off to a great start on day one. The White Sox accomplished apparently all their goals on day one. What was the biggest surprise to you, the Robertson deal or the trade for Samardzija?
Yeah, I can't take credit for getting off to a good start. I'll give that to Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams and Jerry Reinsdorf on that one. But Samardzija had been talked about for a while, and even Robertson, before it was reported Sunday night by New York paper that he was close. Last week I got the feel, at the beginning of the offseason, I kind of felt like they were going to go young for closer. They had Jake Petrischka, Zach Putnam. They have a kid named Frank Montes who throws 100 miles an hour. He profiles maybe more as a closer than a starter. But then last week I started getting a feeling that they wanted a closer, and David Robertson was the best guy out there. So neither one was that big of a surprise. Just how quickly they both happened was a huge surprise.
How happy are they? I mean, Rick Hahn's got to be tickled pink. Robertson, really a premier guy in that position for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know how much easier it is when you have that ninth inning, when you're set, when you know there's no one else you have to worry about. If you can just get it there, it shortens the game. You know, I mean, it really does. People say, it's a closer. Bad teams have closers with 40 saves. The Sox were an awful team in 2013, and Addison Reed had 40 saves for him. You know, so, I mean, you can have a bad team with a good closer, but I just think if you want to contend, you need a guy who's going to pitch in the ninth inning. Now, they've had teams, you know, in the past that have won without a set closer. Look at the Sox in 2005 with Shingo Takatsu, Dustin Hermanson, and Bobby Jenks, and they won the World Series. But, I mean, I think it makes a huge difference. You can use some of the younger guys bridging up to the ninth inning, and you have a steady starting staff that's gonna get you to the sixth or seventh, seventh or eighth, really, almost every time.
Was this a target all along, Robertson, or were they involved to some degree? And Andrew Miller, was this a stated goal from the beginning?
You know, I think Andrew Miller was a little much for what they wanted to go to. I think if they were going to go that high, they were going to go for a pure closer. And Andrew Miller had a great season last year, but he's not a closer, you know, at least at this point. So I think Robertson was the guy. Robertson was their target all along, and it makes sense to bring him in. It really does. And I've heard another thing is, you know, they needed veteran kind of leadership. And with him and Duke and Adam LaRoche and Jeff Samardzija, you know, great boost for the clubhouse, let alone for the roster. And let me tell you, a huge boost for the fan base, judging by what I've seen on Twitter and what I've heard overall from people back home in Chicago.
No doubt about that. Southside very happy with that move. Now, what about the numbers? 4 years, $46 million, the numbers that have been bandied about. Are you surprised at all by those levels?
I am, just because the Sox haven't done that before. That's not their MO. They, you know, they don't go 6-7 years on a starter, and they rarely pay for a closer because they've had really good luck developing their own. Addison Reed, Sergio Santos, Bobby Jenks, you know, they develop their own closers. They do Roberto Hernandez, if you want to go even further back. So they, you know, they do a good job of that. But, you know, I think they had some money to spend. Rick Hahn did a great job in this reshaping process of getting money off the books. And because of that, they were able to spend this money on the closer.
Okay, Jeff Samardzija, 4-player deal with Oakland. Again, we're still waiting for all the details to come out on this one. I mean, you needed a right-hand arm in that rotation, and it's about as good as you can get right now in this market.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they're hoping that he's more than a one-year rental just because of the fact that he's from Indiana. He played football and baseball at Notre Dame. He grew up a Sox fan. No, he's not going to give any kind of discount. I think he sees, you know, he's expressed before that he wants to go through this year and experience free agency, and he sees what John Lester is being talked about and what Max Scherzer is going to get and what James Shields is going to get. So it makes sense he wouldn't sell himself short, you know, but I think they're hoping that the local kid enjoying kind of the spotlight at U.S. Cellular and a team that, if not as a playoff team this year, certainly could be in the very near future and for a lot of years to come, will sell him on staying long term.
What kind of financial flexibility will they have next year?
You know, off the top of my head, they have John Dank still has 2 more years, so he's one of the big contract. They really don't have a lot of big contract guys going into this offseason. They had, before these moves, they had $65 million contributed mm-hmm. with the 5 arbitration guys, not counted in on that. So John Danks and Alexi Ramirez really were their biggest contracts, not counting Abreu, coming into this offseason. And Danks has 15 and 16 left at about 14.25 each year. And Ramirez has this year at 10 and then an option for next year at 10. So they're in good position. You know, they can continue maneuvering. And one thing I know about the Sox is when they have a chance to win, they go for it. You know, I remember in 05, Kenny Williams told the story that they were over budget. But he really thought Tadahito Oguchi from Japan was the guy to get, was the guy who put him over the top. And he went to Jerry, and Jerry said, you know, okay, we can go over budget if you really think this guy's going to make us a winner. And he was a key guy, hit a key home run in the playoffs against Boston, and key guy for that championship.
So it looks like that they think this is the time to strike in the Central. Indians make a move. You know, Tigers always lurking, certainly. What does this do for the expectations, though, on the South Side?
Yeah, you make a great point that, I mean, that division is tough. You know, I mean, the Royals are the AL champions. They didn't even win the AL Central. And the Detroit Tigers are still the champion. Is to quote the great wrestler Ric Flair, to be the man, you got to beat the man. So until the Tigers are unseated, they're still, you know, the team to look at. And Cleveland, very underrated pitching staff. Some of the best pitching I saw came from that rotation last year. You know, Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco off the top of my head. And Danny Salazar's got amazing stuff, you know, if he harnesses it. So, and the Twins have some young guys that they're kind of on the rise for. So I think it puts them in contention. Some people argued with me with that last night on Twitter when I said, you know, they're back in it. I'm not saying they're going to win it. I'm not saying, you know, cancel all your vacation plans for October because the Sox are going to be playing the Cubs in the World Series this year. But I'm just saying they now are a contender. I mean, you win with pitching, and their pitching staff stacks up with anyone in the American League right now.
Yeah, and the move for Samardzija, clearly one that would say or communicate, we are going for it this year. Although it does do something longer term for the team as well, and that it may buy a little bit of time for Chris Beck. Is that a storyline?
Not just Chris Beck, but Tyler Danish is a kid on the rise. Frank Montes, who I mentioned is a closer candidate, could be a starter in the future still. Carlos Rodon, who may work out of the bullpen this year. This gives him a little more time. But it's not really as much buying time as just he was the best. They needed a right-handed starter to go with Sale, Quintana, Danks, and Hector Noesi, who's the fifth starter right now at least. And they got about as good as they could. And Samardzija, I don't know if it's because he was facing the Sox and he did well against them, but he's got a killer ERA. And USA, off the top of my head, I think it's below one in his like four or five starts there. So they got a guy who apparently plays well in the ballpark too. And I mean, you rarely see a team that goes in the offseason and says, we need this, 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 and this, and they get them all. Yeah. You know, I mean, it really, aside from maybe a left fielder, they've hit every target they wanted to in the offseason.
Alexi Ramirez's name was out there for a while as a potential trade piece. Is he pulled back now?
Well, I mean, no one said anything officially, and I think no one's ever pulled back completely because if someone comes to Rick Hahn and says, you know, we know you value Alexi at X amount, but we're going to give you 20 times X or 5 times X or 8 times X for the talent value, then you make the deal and you figure out how to, you know, you have Carlos Sanchez come over to short. Tyler Saladino's another young kid who could play there. But I think in terms of a team that wants to contend, you need Alexi Ramirez at that shortstop spot. And Tim Anderson, who's their number two prospect per MLB.com, is probably a year away from being able to start, if not a little more. So having Alexi for 2 years works out pretty. He's a great guy to have because he's huge for the team, but he's huge if you want to move him too and getting stuff in return.
All right. Well, listen, you've got a lot going on. Great start to the winter meetings for the White Sox. Scott Merkin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Scott Merkin, WhiteSox.com. This has been MLB.com Extras, the Chicago White Sox.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kids' wear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.